This is Daf HaShavua. This week is Daf Chav Tes in Maseches Ksuvos. We begin the third parak, Elu Naros. Chav Tes and Manal says the Mishnah, Elu Naros, Sheesh Lehen Knas. These are the Naros who are entitled to have the Knas, the penalty of 50 shekel, 50 sela, which is paid in a case where someone rapes a Nara, or a girl who is between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. The Torah speaks about this in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei. It's also referenced to this in Parshas Mishpatim. And here the Torah says he paid 50 shekel to the father of this girl. This is the girl who is not married. She's the halacha about paying Knas as well to a married girl. This is a Nara who is not married. So the money is going to go to the father, and if the girl is willing, there's an obligation for him to marry her as well. And this is the case. These are the girls who on this list who are going to have knas. Says Rashi, Elu Naros Davka Nara Mishivishte Saros Achitibagir. Only an Ara. The halacha only applies to an Ara. That it doesn't mean that if a man rapes a girl who's not an Ara, who's let's say 15 years old, doesn't mean there's no payment. It's just this 50 shekel is only for an Ara, as the Mishnah is explaining. But there are other payments as well. There's besides the payment of Ones. There's the payment of Boshes. There's the payment of Pagam, which is like Nezek, which is the decrease in her value because of the rape. Nonetheless, the case of Knas is a case of Nara, and Rashi says here, from the time she has two Saras Acheti Bogar, and she becomes a Bogaris, which is when she's 12 and a half, Vehem Shisha Chadashim, Shein Bein Ma Narus Libagrus, Avatana U Bogaris, Elem Knas. The 50 shekel Knas, that is only paid to a Nara. Next Rashi, Sheish Lehem Knas, Im Ansa Adam no sin lavia chamishim kesef. Dechsev and asanef ashokev v'gomer ima. You have to pay chamishim kesef, as the pasuk says. So the Mishnah gives me the list of the people who are a man who violates these types of girls. He's going to pay knas, and we'll see right away that the list that we see are women who are generally pusel, or there's some type of flaw. And the Gemara will ask the obvious question, what does it mean? Only these women have knas, and the ksheros women do not have knas when they're nara? Says the Mishnah, habala mamzeres, man who violates a mamzeres, vala nesina, from the days of the givonim, vala kusis, and also for akusis, says, let's take a look at Rashi, just a little bit of history, habala mamzeres, so Rashi says, bigmara parech habal ksheros lo, the Gemara will ask, what do you mean? Ksheros, as we mentioned, ksheros will do not have knas, umishani, the Gemara will answer, psulos, it's trichale la ashmuina. No, of course, if you violate a woman, a girl, a naros, a kshera, obviously you're going to have to pay knas to the father. The chiddush of the mission is that even if the girls are psulos, for you to marry, nonetheless, there's going to be a knas. Who's an asina min agivonim? Vehi asura lekohol. Did David gazar aleihem kedamin miyivamos? Al shem ma'itanim Yoshua chot ve'etim shorvei mayim v'gomim kol nesinim. They've earned that title of nesinim because of the word va'itanim Yoshua. These were those who came from they were givonim, but they claimed they were from a faraway land. They were not from Canaan, and there was an obligation really to destroy all of the nations. But here we made a treaty with them, and they deceived Yehoshua, so they became the chot ve'etzim v'shorei mayim, the woodchoppers, and those who would draw water. That they were relegated to that task. And they're called Nesinim. What's a Kusis, Rashi? Kusis, Kasavar Gere Arroyo, saying, V'eshanan Bela V'los Ischatein Bum. So here, Rashi is telling you, must be, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is like this. We have a Machlokes throughout Shas, whether the Kusim, who we discussed in Melachim Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, when the Melech Ashur came and exiled the Ten Shvatim, and put all of the different nations in different countries, the people from the land of Kuso came to the land of Israel, and they converted because the lions were attacking them. The Gemara has machlokas whether this was considered a legitimate conversion or not. Are they Geri Arayos, but they considered converting because of the lions, just out of fear, or they were Geri Emes? So here, the Tan of this Mishnah believes that they were Geri Arayos because they're on the list of those who are psulos. And therefore, they really are included because they are not really considered gerim, so therefore they're included, says Rashi, in the law of los ischatein bam, that you're not permitted to marry them. Nonetheless, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that if you violate akustis, you have to make knas. Anyway, Mishnah continues, habala gioris vala shvuya. So we had this, a woman who converted, a true conversion, a shvuya, woman who was taken captive, ala shivcha, or a shivcha, maidservant, shenifdu. Niftu, of course, we've had this setup in previous Mishnayos. So the niftu is going on the one who was redeemed, referring to the shvuya v'shenishgayru, referring to the giyaros v'shenishdachru, referring to the shivcha. But this all happened pechusos mibidos shalosh shanim v'yom echad. Although they may have been in a stage in their lives where we have to assume that they were violated by non-Jews, but nonetheless, it was they became Jewish. Now, after before the age of 3, and therefore, why does that change matter? So look at Rashi, Valashvuya, Yisrael, Lishaniftis, Pechusa, Mibashalashonim, Debecheskas, Pesulahi. Why? Yishi, Becheskas, Pesulahi. I thought of a Shvuya, we have to assume she was violated by non-Jews, and of course, a Gioris when she was not Jewish, and a Shivcha as well, before she was emancipated. So the answer is, Shafilu Nivala B'Shivya, Besula Chosrin. Nonetheless, the Besula will return. So therefore, they have this status of Besulos, and this halacha of Knas applies to a girl who was a Besula, an Ara who was a Besula. And then the Mishnah has another list. And this is a list of women who are pasul because of arayos. Habalachosa, a person who violates his sister. Balachosa aviv, or his father's sister. Balachos imo, his mother's sister. Balachos ishto, or his sister-in-law, his wife's sister. Balachos achiv, or his brother's wife. Balachos acheaviv, or his father, the wife of his father's brother, also an aunt, Valanida, and all of these cases, even though these women are pasul, they're arayos, yesh lehem knas. Ah, afal pishen bi kares. Hold on, and then the Mishnah concludes, even though you chayv kares for living with any of these women, em hem misas beistin. There is no misas beistin. So what does that have to do with this halacha? Why is that halacha relevant at all? So the Gemara will discuss this in great detail, but Rashi gives us a little bit of a taste of this. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Afa pishen bi kares harein ein bahem misas beistin, v'kares lo parta le min hatashlumin. Kares doesn't exempt me from tashlumin. We're learning in the Gemara the concept of kimlei b'derabimine, where we have, where there is the punishment of misa and a punishment of mamon. So we only give you a harsher punishment of misa. So here also we have as mamon, which is knas, we have misa as well. But that's only when it comes to misa's beistin. In these cases, these women in particular, the achos aviv, notice not every woman is on this list. Doesn't have mother, doesn't have daughter, because those are misa's beistin. But these are kares, and since kares is not misa's beistin, it's misa bidei shamayim. So therefore, there is no exemption from tashlumin. You're going to be chayv the car, and you be chayv tashlumin. Kim leb d'rabine will not apply where the prohibition is kares. That is the simple reading of the Mishnah. Okay, so now the Gemara asks the following question: Hahani naros psulos islu knas ksheros lo. So the Gemara asks the question that Rashi already alluded to. The Gemara wants to know why you give me the list only psulos. These women, Mamzeres, Nesina, Kusis, etc. So these are the women of Knas, but not Ksheros. The Gemara says, Hachin Kamar, Elu Naros, Psulos, Sheish Lahem Knas, Haba Ala Mamzeres, Vala Nesina, Vala Kusis. No, the Chiddush of the Gemara is that even these women, there's going to be a payment of Knas. Whereas you would have thought it would not apply to these naros, so nonetheless, you would say maybe they're not entitled to this as well. So therefore, the chiddush of the mission is that these women who are disqualified, so to speak, even these women are going to have a chiyuv of knas if you violate them. Then the Gemara says like this: Nara in ktano lo. So it says elu naro shishem knas. Sounds like the payment of knas for violating a girl, a Jewish girl, is only applies to a nara, to a girl who is between 12 and 12 and a half, and would not apply to violating a ktana, who is under that age. So man tana, who is the author of this Mishnah who holds that way? Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Rabbi Meir he. It's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one who says that there's not going to be a payment of knas for a ketana, but as we'll see, the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say there is payment of knas for violating not only a nara, but even a ketana, even a girl under the age of 12. This sign, as we learn in a brisa, ketana milas yom echad v'ad shetavishtei saros, says the brisa, you have a ketana, a young girl, from yom echad, from the one day old, until she has two saras when she's 12, Yesh lahen mecher, or midoraisa even before that, but yesh lahen mecher, there is a halacha of selling. The father has the right to sell her into servitude, to sell her as an amaha ivriya, from one day old until she has two saras, until 12. But neilan knas, eilan knas. She does not have a payment of knas at that stage, during that entire stage of katnus. And after she has two saras, meaning when she's 12, up until 12 and a half, till she's a bogeres, yesh la knas ve'im a mecher. There is knas if you violate the girl, because she's now an ara, but there is no mecher. You cannot sell her into slavery as an amah ivriya. The father has no right. Divir Rabbi Meir, Shari Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol Makom, they're like mutually exclusive. You have where there is Mecher, Kol Makom Sheish Mecher, the age of where there is going to be Mecher, where a father can sell the girl into servitude, meaning when she's a Ketana, ain't Knas, there is no Knas. So you see from a bear holds that a Ketana has no Knas if you violate her. Kol Makom Sheish Knas, and if there is a payment of Knas, meaning she's already 12, she has two Saros, ain't Mecher, then it's too late to sell her into servitude. So you'll never have one with the other. You'll never have knas and mecher together. Where there's mecher, there's no knas. Where there's knas, there's no mecher. V'achachomim omer no. Ketana mibas shalosh shanim yom echad v'ashatik bager. Yeah, maybe before 3, I understand. But once she's 3, from 3 until she becomes a bogeris, even when she's a ketana, from 3 to up until 12 and a half, ketana enara yeshla knas. Says the Gemara, wait, she has knas, that's all she has? Knas in mecher, lo, there's no concept of mecher at all at any of those stages between 3 years old and 12 and a half. So the Gemara says, no, Ema rather say, turn over to the Ex Amud, af knas b'mako mecher. So the chiddush is that you can have even knas where there is mecher. Tap Rashi, umishim knas nakat bashalosh. So he says, aha, why do they mention 3? Not because of mecher. Mecher, really, avol mecher bibasio mecher rasha tavishtei saros. You can sell the girl into slavery from one day old until she has two saros. But the knas, but violating a girl, will only be when she has to be a basula, has to be a girl, where she's now losing her basulim, so through the violating the girl. So therefore, the knas only applies to violating a girl from 3 years old up. But you do see that Chachamim hold that Ketana does have knas. There'll be mecher at that time. It'll be knas at that time. Let's take a look at Rashi. Says Rashi on Amud Aleph, Chav Tesim Aleph, the second Rashi in the Gemara, Yesh La Mecher, Yesh La Vi Abba Zichia Lemachra Lishifchos. So this is what Rabbi Meir is telling me, that where there's knas, there's no mecher. Wait, hold on 1 second. A girl has knas. She's already an ara. Maybe he can sell her into slavery as well when she's 12, from 12 to 12 and a half. So the Gemara there says in Erechin, Kal Vachomer, that you cannot. Why? If mechura kvar yotza, if you're going to tell me, what's the halacha? You have a girl who was sold into slavery. When is she free? So she becomes free. So she's sold in slavery for 6 years. That's how we have by an Eved Ivri as well, Amon Ivri as well. But she also goes free with Simanim. She goes free when she's 12. She goes free when she has Tesaros. So if a girl who's already been sold when she's a Ketana goes out when she's 12, so Achshav Sheina Mechura Eino Din Shaloti Macher. So now that she has not been sold yet, is it not a Kal Vachomer that she cannot be sold? If the woman who was sold when she's a Ketana, when she hits 12, goes free, it's Kal Vachomer that you can't sell a Chatzchila, a girl who's already 12, into slavery. Okay, good. So let's make a couple of points. Take a look at the top toast. First, if you look at the top toast, it says like this. So one of the examples of the psulos where you pay knas is a man who violates a nara who is a nesina. Pirish bekuntrus, the David gazar aleim shalolavo b'kol. David made a gzera that they cannot marry into the Jewish community. V'ainu mishum avdus. Because they have the status of avdus, of avodim. V'enilu rabbeinu tam. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't think it's correct. Why? Because the language of Rashi is that David made a gzera, meaning midoraisa really could marry an asina. Says Rabbeinu Tam, that's not true. The mashma b'gemara, we'll see on Amud Beis, the next couple of shirim, din asina havya daraisa. The gemara, it sounds very clear, as we'll see, that an asina is an iser daraisa lavo b'kohol. This is not a gzera that David was gozer. So if you take a look all the way down to the third wide line of Tosfos, towards the middle of the line, v'nirel Rabbeinu Tam, so Rabbeinu Tam believes the nesina asura doraisa mishum lo sischatein. Nesina is asur, she's pasul, she's also doraisa to live with a man because of lo sischatein. So when we talk about these psulos, the chiddush here is, according to Tosfos, is that you pay knas even if this is a woman who you potentially cannot marry. We're going to discuss that in the Gemara in the next shir, that it has to be someone who potentially you would think who you could marry. Because that's what it says. You have to lo yichal shalchal call your mother. A man who's ma'anes a girl is supposed to marry her, assuming she's willing. These are women who you cannot marry. So Rashi says it's only a gezerah that you cannot marry them l'shelo v'kol. But according to Tosfos, an esinas aser d'oraisa to marry because of liyisa v'lo shischatein bam. They are non-Jews. K'demes grava beha'aril v'David. So what was David goes there on these nesinim? David lo gazar alayu elo shibud. All David was goes on them that they were going to be chot ve'etzim shavei mayim. They were going to tell me that, well, that's what Yoshua was goes there. But the idea is that it's going to be shibud. They're going to be enslaved. V'lav lo osron b'menos Yisrael. Not that David came along to asur them to marry in the Jewish community. Da'asir v'kaimi milav lo sischatein. They were already asur because of the isur of not marrying into the nations, the seven nations. Elokadeshalo yitmu be Israel yitmu with an ayin, so that they don't get mixed up be Israel. That's why David was goes there on them. This part, the shibud. Why did David make this zera of shibud upon him, according to Tosos, as opposed to these other psulei kol? After all, isn't there a concern that they get mixed up with the Jewish people? Because they were a full, complete nation, and there was therefore a greater concern. Take a look at the next Tosos, Ralakusis. So there Rashi made the point that the author of the Mishnah must hold Gerai Arayos, that these girls are really, the kusis we're talking about is someone where the gerus was really not a legitimate gerus at all. They really have the status of quasi non-Jews. And that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that nonetheless, violating, raping this kusis who's an ara, you're going to be chayv to pay knas. So if you take a look at that tosis on the, towards this end of the second line, which says like this, Uma shepirej, that which Rashi explained, de kasavar kusim gerai arayosim, lo nira le Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Rabbi Meir, Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Meir says that's not true. Dim kain, why? Because if you're going to tell me that kusim are gerai arayos, then that's the author of this Mishnah, dim kain, ovedes kochavim hi, then that means she's really not Jewish. Vovedes kochavim, ein la knas. An Ovedes Kochavim doesn't have knas. You may remember, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, there the Gemara was discussing the Ger Katan, we spoke about the Ger Katan, and we spoke also about Rav Yosef made the following point. Rav Yosef said that Higdilu Yecholim Limchos. When we spoke about the Gioris, the Shvuya, the Shifcha, etc., so we said when they get older, so they have the ability to be other, and that was the list in the Mishnah. We spoke about a Gioris, and we spoke about the fact that a Ger Katan, you can be Tovel Aldas based in against a person's will, because we assume it's a Zechus. And then we said, oh, but if the ger, when she becomes 12, or the ger, the boy becomes 13, he could be mocha. So the Gemara, Rav Yosef, made that point. The Gemara asked, hold on, and it asks from our Mishnah. That doesn't make any sense. Why would it be that here you have a girl who was violated, and you're going to do what? You're going to give her a knas, 50 shekel. It's a lot of money, 50 shekel. 50 shekel is the amount of money. It's 200 zuz. That's the amount of money it costs her to live for a whole year. That's the amount of money that that iksuba is, the main part of the iksuba. So you're going to tell me you can give a girl that money, and now what's going to happen? She's going to claim, you know, when she's 12, you know, I don't want to be Jewish anymore. So when Mara said, you're going to give her 50 shekel so that now that she's 12, she's going to say, I don't want to be Jewish. You're giving her money that you now she shouldn't have at all. How are we going to allow such a thing? So the Gemara discussed that, you know, how we answer that question. But you see from there, very clearly again, Kidaparach, the Parakama, where the parentheses are Leel on Yud Aleph and Aleph, Tosa says, Yavina la Knas, Va'azla, Va'achla Benach Reyusa. You're going to give her, the Gemara says, Bigiyusa, you're going to give her a Knas so that now, after she's 12, she's out. I want to be Jewish, and now she's completely not Jewish, and now she gets the benefit of this knas. Then what do you see from there? You see very clearly that we don't give a nachriya knas. Va'od, moreover, to be Gemara, Muki Masnis in the Karabi Meir, Varabi Meir, or the Gemara will see we establish our mission like Rami of Rabbi Meir, Islay, Digere Amisain. And Rabbi Meir holds that the Kusim Anakir Arayos, they're legitimate, bona fide Gerim, according to Rabbi Meir. So, and he's the author of the Mishnah, so how could Rashi say the Gere Arayos? A, because it would not make sense that if they're Ger Ayos, they would not be Jewish. So girls who are not Jewish should not have Knas at all. And number two, the author of the Mishnah will see is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that they're Ger Emes. So if you take a look at Tosus, they've disagrees. You skip down about four lines from where we are. In the middle line says Alma. Alma de Masnisin de Hacha Savra. The Mishnah here holds the Ger Emes in. Vim Toma. Okay, good. So the Ger Emes. So now I can flip the question. Well, Tosus, if you're telling me it's not Ger Arayos, you're telling me that according to Rashi, makes no sense it's Ger Arayos, because then why are they getting Knas? So now you're telling me what? No, they're Ger Emes. So what's the Chiddush that they have Knas? The whole Chiddush of this Mishnah is to give me a list of women who are Psulos. Yesh Lomar, the Salka Daitech, the Lo Yavina La Knas, Shelo Yitzme'u Bohen. The Havamina would be, you know what? Even though they are Kusim and the Ger Emes, nonetheless, since they are Kusim, maybe we would say they were better not to mix with them, and therefore we shouldn't give them Knas, so we would know who they are and remind ourselves maybe not to marry them anyway, even though they are Ger Emes. Kamash Malon, that the Mishnah says, no, that they are going to have Knas.